My name is Margo Lane. I was with CKUT. Yeah, I've been with CKUT since the very beginning, when we were forming the license. So, I was working, volunteering with the Children's Hospital in the natal unit, and so they sent me to McGill Nursing Department because I accumulated a lot of references, and I had been volunteering for a while in the unit. And so usually when volunteers are have been volunteering a while, they ask if they're going to stay or what they're going to do in the field, if they were going to continue in what they were doing at the unit. So the head nurse of the department asked me what did I want to do as a nurse, or because I was going in for being an assistant nurse or something like this. But then she said, why would you be an assistant to the nurse when you could be registered? And why would you want to be registered when you could be a doctor? And I looked at her and I said, well, it's all well and good to have those different levels, but you have to be able to access those resources. And I don't think that I'd be able to do that where I was, within the resources that I had at the time. So she directed me to go to the department where all of the art people were, actually, at McGill. So they were combining their efforts together, because they used to play music in the cafeteria. And then they wanted to do it a bit different. They just didn't want to play it to people in the cafeteria because it's just music kind of thing. So it was before we had the license, and we wrote out the license, and each show had to be written out. So, yeah. Because my major was, she asked me, what did I major? I had two majors. I had art. I was art and sciences, organic sciences. So, and it was under humanities on my record for high school. It was a pretty nice high school, I think. In the States, Long Island. Yeah, I was named after a famous English poet. Oh, that was a gift, an appreciation of music. I think my parents gave me that appreciation of music. That was their gift to me. Oh, they listen to a wide variety of music. They like jazz, though. Especially he liked jazz, my dad. And so that and movies, that was their thing to do together. One big one that was nice. I was unexpected, though. Shaka Khan and oh my goodness, jeez, I'm aging myself. Yeah, I think they were on the same bill. It was like Staten Island or something. And it was it was wonderful. But it was really unexpected because I think they were able to have a seat there. And I think it was Chaka Khan, and because then she was really, they were really performing a lot. And I think James Brown, he was starting, and my parents wanted me to, you have to you have to see this one. You have to see this person. You have to listen. They were very happy, but like, oh, James Brown. And he was like Superman with a cape and everything. And I think that was, he was singing Please, you know, Please. And they were like, you know, he was asking this somebody that Please, 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 that one, that song. That was fun. It's like, geez, I'm aging myself again. Oh, when dinosaurs roamed the earth. No, it's not that. Not that. Oh, goodness. I think I was preteen. Like before, like around 12. Yeah, preteen, yes. Those were the, oh, boy. Those were the formative years, all right. Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm not sure. What? I was supposed to be, watching? Something happened and everybody was in different places. I'm the oldest of the two groups of sisters and brothers. Maybe, yeah. I'm always thinking that, yeah, because I always talk to them like they were, that they are the same kind of age, but they were younger than me. So I guess they really appreciated that I actually like sat down and said, look, this is what this is about. And they were just looking, just listen. And I think, oh, you know. But I think that they were younger and I was still young. So to be able to like watch them is really hard when you're younger and you have younger sisters and brothers. I was like, whoa, man, really? Unless you're like older and then it's different, but wow, it's hard. I think my dad did, but he stopped because he started his family. So to be in the arts like that was, it's really different when you have a family. And I think you have to make a lot of investments in it, kind of, and travel a lot. So it's really hard, like family and stuff, you know, really. Well, first he was playing a lot of music, and then trumpet, I think. And then from there, in these big bands kind of thing. But then after a while, like I said, he had to do something different because family's traveling and it's sort of like when you're in the military, you have to, you travel a lot and you're not with family, or if you're making movies or something like that, you travel a lot. So with family, it's harder. Like this one parent had to be around family and the other parent is working. But I think both my parents at one time were working. One was looking for something and the other was working. One was driving. He drove a lot though, so he had a chauffeur license. And then it went from, because the different licenses when you're driving for the public. So at first he was driving a lot of supplies, I think, when he was serving, and then from there went from chauffeur, and then chauffeur went into the different license for like if you're driving public transportation, you have to study and attain the license for the vehicle that you're driving. So, and I remember him driving across country and trucks and things, those big trucks. Yeah, at some point. You know, that's after high school, I think. It was, how did it go? Let's see. Oh, traveling. Well, I was, I'm very into like, how you call it, green kind of, outdoorsy kind of, right? And then I was like, walking a lot and traveling a lot, so from place to place, so just to have that experience, I think. But that was after high school. And, all different places, actually. But it was more like you're traveling the place, and it wasn't like I was, like, staying there. It was more like, oh, that's that place, and that's that place, and that's that place. Oh, Europe, I think. A lot of traveling back and forth. California, but it didn't, like, the earthquake kind of shaking of the ground. I said, okay, let me find ground that doesn't shake. So I think I was looking for something like warmer climate, but step away from the coast a bit, because California was going through a lot of changes, and I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't know if I want to live there. Things are moving. Oh, that was my, gee whiz, that was my, you know, when you're at a spiritual journey, those kind of, it was more that kind of traveling. And it's very hard because my parents, you know, you're someplace and you can't say, well, I'm okay, I'm only meditating. There was those days of meditating and balancing, like, my purpose in the physical, in the bigger picture. Yeah, I should say like that. How did I fit in a group? Sometimes it was in a group, and sometimes it was not. Most times it was in a group. That's true. That's true. But when you're within a group, you're still with yourself. So, yeah, I travel a lot. Yeah, a lot of people were around. That's true. When people say that, I always think, okay, you know, like, where? I could say, okay. Yeah, I suppose. But you don't think about that, really. It's sort of like, when you go to concerts, it's sort of like that, but only it's music and they're speaking about a different level of consciousness. I think when I was growing up, I used to hear a lot about the different levels of consciousness and to use your imagination and creativity. So when I was growing up, this is what I would hear a lot about. So I suppose after I graduated from high school, before I started going into like higher levels of learning, I wanted to understand different levels of consciousness. What is a different level of consciousness as opposed to an intellectual consciousness? Whoa. Okay. And that's what I say. Wow. The person who gave consultations and spoke. Okay, so. Okay, excuse me. The Dalai Lama, I'm gonna say, because yes, I did actually sit and listen. Then there were philosophical people that were like, this guy was always going, be here now. Anyway, so stemming from the philosophical to the existentialism, because I wanted to understand the existence of higher consciousness. Okay, you asked, so I know. That's why the show changed a lot. What? So how did... What did you say? How did I get to... Oh, whoa. I don't know. How did I get to Canada? Sometimes I walked. Sometimes... Because then I had to walk, come out, and then get ID, and then walk back. And my parents, I don't know. Maybe they thought, okay, Margot, okay, what's going on with you? And I was trying to explain, but it's really hard to explain, kind of. And I did go to Catholic grade school, so... And they were more like, choose what you want to do, like where you want to go. So in that, my parents are really good about, so that's really great. But I think it was really intense for them because where is she? Oh, Montreal? Oh, well, it wasn't the Himalayas, okay? But it was, yes, because they said it was just like going to Europe. And I couldn't go to Europe because my parents were like, okay, that's it. Even though you travel and everything like that, they were like, because at the time people were traveling and there was a lot of pirates, sea pirates, and all of these things that you had to worry about, that if people travel. And there was this school, the school without borders. It wasn't like university, and it wasn't like, how you call it? Yeah, it wasn't like you're going for training or anything like that, because my major is like arts and organic sciences. So humanities, if you put it all together, that would go under, it was under humanities. And I think that's why, mainly because they made a lot of announcements over the media that... come to Canada, la 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 la. It's just like going to Europe. And I was like, oh, and had all these people on a television. I was like, whoa, that's nice. I went to one of the conventions for meditation, and I think it was in Boston. One of the universities there, we all went to... we were going to talks that were given on the different level of consciousness and how having this knowledge was really important. Because then having the knowledge, everything is within yourself. And being within yourself, you can go to a place where you can have clear thought, clear consciousness, and... it helps with the stress. So yeah, I think it was at one of those at the convention, and it was Massachusetts, I think. Why you ask that? Date? Oh, geez, dating went out when my parents got married, I think. okay, I shouldn't go there. Date? Yeah, we dated, and yes, I did get married. Yes, I got married. Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. Yep. My dad signed for us. In Montreal. In Montreal. No, that's... They're not there on the other side, on the, I think it was Côte d'Azur or something. They're my twins. Yeah, that my first one was, he had two hearts. So, and they kept telling me, your son has two hearts. And I'm going, whoa. That's really good for somebody, you know, to have two hearts. That's Pablo's twin. Yeah. Carlos, if he had a twin, they didn't want me to know about it. And they kept telling me he is a long baby. The baby was long, like really big. So, you know, at that time... I was emergency, always emergencies, anyway. I was emergency and, You couldn't have your babies at home, actually. And that's when they had midwives and things. And they were going, well, midwives and naturopaths. And they were supposed to, like, not be part of the profession or something. Anyway, yeah. I was, or for both occasions, I think, I was at an emergency. And, you know when you have children, how many you have, because you're the one there. They kept going, you need a mirror. I go, no, I don't. Because they were, at that time, they put the shoe. I don't know if you know about those mirrors. They put, they used to put them in the corner of the, of the passageways in hospitals or the corner of certain places, big discs. This guy up here, like, I'm here. I'm good. Okay. So the baby's coming and I'm in labor, and you don't feel like, okay, like, you know, that you're having a visitor, the visitor's coming, and you're waiting for for the arrival, okay? And this person's up here going, tickets, please. I'm going, okay, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, I have a ticket. That's fine. And then they're going, hey, do you want to look at your ticket? Like, the whole time you have that, you bought the ticket, you have the ticket, it's with you. Somebody asks for the ticket, you give the ticket so that he can clip it, gives it back to you. And so the guy asks, do you want to look at the ticket? I'm like, anyway, any excuse me. I was like, no, don't put it, don't move it. Don't touch it, because I was going, oh my God, if he moved it, and it fell on me. I was like, oh man. So all the time I was going, no, please don't move the mirror. And he's like, oh, so you don't want to see the birth. I'm going, no, I'm on the other side of it. And he's like, looking at me so strangely. I was like, yeah, but don't move the mirror, okay, please. I was like, so, oh my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I don't know if they're, like, really, like, you know, oh my God, mom is, like, I'm always trying to find them, and I'm sure they wasn't really happy about, do we have to walk in again? Because I'm always walking them everywhere. And then I was trying to explain to them, you have a pack set, but not too heavy, just enough, you know, for your knees and your other bag. And they go, no, mom, just you carry it. And I'll just walk, because I have to concentrate on, walking, actually, so I'm not lifting anything. But I think it was that I was always walking them somewhere. And I know there was a car somewhere at some point, but when I was with them, we were always walking somewhere, or we took the bus in the beginning when they were younger. But then when they started getting taller and could sit in the seat, then it was different. But yeah. Oh, I call that the bear place. Because not that it was bare, but, like, you know, not that it was naked, no. And not that it were bears there, but it was, like, this cozy place that, like, I wanted a basement apartment, and this was really nice. And it was, like, a loft kind of, you could, like, and it's really cozy, and everybody's, like, you don't want this place. I'm like, and then the only thing they had to do was, like, fix the wall. So they fixed it. And I said, oh my gosh, you fixed it. I couldn't believe it. Really. It was really nice what they did. But it was just so much. I mean, if I had gone there and rented it the way they have fixed it, then I would go, okay, that's fine. And something was wrong or they needed to fix it. Okay. But it was like this major thing. To me, it was like they actually flipped the place. So I'm like, okay. I met a lot of people here at the station. And, yeah, they're very nice people, too. So yes, I mean, met a lot of people here at the station, and I thought, oh, radio, all of the arts are in one place. And yeah. Well, I have volunteered with different groups, I think. One was, Spiritual Science Fellowship. Yes. I volunteered there, and I was at CKUT at the same time, which was a lot. Whoa. And the Menage Magic, that was fun. That was like at the time when they were doing all of these movies, about, how you call it, natural spiritualism, and it was nice. And so, yeah, the library at CKUT was like, okay, it's the title of the song, and this is the area. They did have some indications there of what it was, and a lot of people, we would always pull out, records and albums and things, and so we had to do all the albums. Well, I did a lot of stages from the government. I did some technical here, so somebody showed me things, so it was like you had to do tech for a show in production and then to tech on air. So you get the training on in production and then transfer the skills from off air on air. And just practice, a lot of practice. And then I wanted to see what that was about. So I had gone to one of the schools with the airplane. What is that called? I forgot now, but it's On Flight or something like that, where they did, there was a lot of technical, for broadcasting, for, recording, for, if you're going on tour with artists and things. No, these people were really serious. So they had some people in Canada, but they had a lot of that was in the States. And so the travel to the States to study was a possibility, but it had to be like really planned, and you have to have like resources to be able to do that. And at the time I was still grappling with my health, so. Well, it was a thought, but that whole process, it takes preparation too. And I found out that having residence in one country and being born in another doesn't give you dual citizenship. The dual citizenship is you were born in one country, and it's like you move from that country into the other country, and where you reside, that's where you are the citizen of. Which kind of concert? Just concerts? Oh, yeah. I said concert. Yes. Yes. Which is a lot. Nice one. Well, you know, at the time, I went to when rock was like, it was okay to like, they had concerts and everything more then than now. But wow, that was great. It's always, you're always looking for the soul note that's going to vibrate from where it started from until where it ends. So everybody's listening to where that vibration is going. And so rock is like a great vehicle for listening for where the notes are going. Oh, wow, that's great. Anyway, we'll name no names here. Protect.
Protect the innocent.
Jeez. Yes, I have a wide variety of interests in music, which is really, really good. You know, global kind of persona and view of it, which is good. Yeah, which is really, really good. But that's a lot of music. There's a lot of music that exists. Boy, wow. But now I think the greener approach is helpful. I kind of, yeah. But still, it's global. Or is for me, well, yeah, was, is. Then and now. Oh, then and now, I would say that volunteering for CKUT is a really, or has been, then and now, a really good experience. And you have all of the arts exist together, from theater, spoken word, to music, which is really, really great. And what was the other question? Oh, anything else I want to say about being a volunteer, or I would say the appreciation, about Adventures in Music being progressive in when you listen to it. I know that when I listen to the music, when I listen to what is played, it has a meaning, and there's a reason why the artist created the piece in order for us to, in order for the message to be sent, in order for us to appreciate what is being said. And it's just that music is definitely the message, and music has history and depth, and so to appreciate music is really, really important and wonderful. Yeah, and I think that's what Adventures in Music over the years has helped me to see. Yeah, really, really, really nice. Yeah, you're welcome.